Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
So, Lucy, is this your first podcast?
Oh, it's second. I did the Love Island one.
Oh, you did?
Well, yeah. You know, that's...
But they had a ball pit.
So?
You guys don't have a ball pit.
I did the Love Island one. There was a ball pit and I jumped into
cool,
it as well.
It's pretty cool,
isn't it? It was very, very cool.
Yeah,
that
but was I my mean, first one. This
but
my
they're
second.
Overrated ball pits, really.
No, ball pits are one of the best things as well. Ball pits, bouncy castle and slides. You can't get anything better than that.
Oh, and slip and slides.
Slip and slides.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, for sure. My stepdad's having his 70th birthday and I said to him...
And he's got a slip and slide.
Yeah, I said organise a slip and slide.
Could I come?
If you want to.
Oh, I'd love that.
It's down in Dorset.
I'll set it up. Yeah, we can get like a nice ramp. We could even do it at the beach. You could do a ramp.
But have you got
so
a big
you go
hill?
Down, you could do it at the sand dune, put fairy liquid, uh-huh. Water, get your granddad to go down and... Flew himself into the
granddad.
Water.
You get my granddad to go and do that. Yeah. I think slip and slides are one of the best things that you can have at a party.
I agree, yeah.
They are
if you were going to have a party, Francis, what would you have at your party?
What would I have at my party?
One main ingredient, you've got to have it.
Paintball guns.
Oh, I like it.
Paintball guns.
Lucy, what would you have?
Everyone would be just going around shooting each other.
Lucy, what would you have?
I just have this massive...
You probably have Laser Quest or
no,
something.
No, I'd have water pistols.
Really?
But like full of orange
That's
juice.
Not as cool as...
So you could drink them too.
I once was very drunk and I ran around with a water pistol full of vodka shooting people in the face.
Like, oh, see, blind. That is good, that, actually.
It's been blind juice. Yeah,
it was hilarious.
In your eye. It's
no, that's why I thought orange juice is a bit more, you know, nice.
Yeah, but vodka really stings them.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to part two of Private Parts. We're here with Lucy. Hi, Lucy.
Hey.
Hey, we also got to talk about Love Island because that's the sort of latest thing you've done, which was like the hugest, most. When you went in there, did you have any idea what it was going to be like when you came out?
No.
Well, of course you did because the last season was a huge success, right?
I know, you kind of
it was like life-changing fame, right?
Yeah, you kind of watch it and you think, oh my God. And everyone kind of like the ITV people, they try and like prepare you for it as much as possible. But I think you just don't expect it.
Mm.
It's madness. You just think like you were just this like normal chilling at home before and then you went on some show and then like all of a sudden you've got like all this amazing stuff happening. It's madness. And like
when you
everyone
came out,
recognizes you. It's just crazy.
When you came out and you looked at your Instagram, you were like, yes.
No, yes. I actually was so freaked out.
Really?
I looked at it and I thought, that doesn't look like me. It was really weird and I didn't want to go on it for a while because I was so freaked out. Like, that's a lot of people looking at me. I feel like I don't want to put anything on there.
Did he give you anxiety when you were looking at your Instagram? You were like, Jesus, there's so many people who are focused on me at this point.
Yeah, that was weird. That's why I didn't really go on it much for like a week or so before just because I was like too nervous to look at it because I feel like there's a lot of eyes on you when you've left.
It's intense though because, you know, when we started doing Chelsea...
You were going to do it. Weren't you?
She's coming as a bombshell.
Hey, listen, I don't think I have the body to be on Love Island.
He's always fishing these compliments, Lucy. Have you noticed that?
Well, to be
and
honest,
he's always looking at you when he says them because he's hoping that you will say, you've got a great body, Jamie.
Look, I'm just going to do that. just don't have the body to just. I don't have the body for Love Island.
You're probably right, mate.
Lucy meant to respond there.
Joe will tell me off.
Is Joe your boyfriend?
Yeah.
So Joe was a sandwich maker. He has a sandwich company, and he went on Love Island at the very beginning. You guys had a sort of romance at the very beginning.
I thought you were going to say he went on Dragon's Den with a sandwich company.
That'd be pretty cool.
That's where he was found. But he was super...
Sandwiches. Listen to me.
This is really amazing.
But he's this really good-looking guy with loads of floppy hair, and you guys kicked it off from the very beginning, but then it didn't quite work out. And then, wait, so tell me, so you left... So I want to hear this. So you leave Love Island, everyone goes crazy, all these things happen, and then you see Joe again. How do you guys start reconnecting? What happened?
We got on so well at the beginning, straight away. And then obviously he left, which was such a shame because I feel like at the beginning, we were the ones that were like getting on the most.
Why didn't you go after him?
Well, I just didn't know what to do. It was 2 weeks. I knew someone for 2 weeks. And
it's also that you got that prize money at the end. You're like,
I wasn't sure.
Stick around for that.
But I know. I think but I stick knew. Around.
I'll probably fall in love with someone else. So we'll win the prize money.
I did go on some other dates.
Did you?
Yeah, I did.
Of course
but
you
I think
did.
It just wasn't the same, to be honest. I kind of knew that when I got home. But it was quite hellish because I came home and I literally, the next day, I was going on another date with Joe because it was all set up for the reunion and stuff. Mm. So it was really full on. I didn't know what to do with myself. It was like so many people like wanting to like meet you and like
because you went and sat on a bench.
It was just
with
so
them,
full
you?
On. Yeah, we went and sat on a bench and then we went on like some like go-kart things.
I did the Love Island After Sun with you. That's where we met.
Yeah.
That's where we met. And that and, you,
and it got shown. Do you remember? Yeah. And it like... We were playing on those little cart things.
But you weren't with Joe at that point, were you?
No, because I didn't know what to do. Like, he was the first person I phoned when I got home, like that night before we filmed. But I just didn't know what to expect. I think I needed to sort myself out when I got back because so full on in there as well. You just want to come home and like chill a little bit and see what's going on. So we're kind of like dating quite, like we were talking on and off and then we were dating quite secretly.
So when did you first kiss?
It was in the villa.
Okay, well, when did you first kiss outside of the villa? Was it the first date?
No, we didn't have a kiss.
You didn't have a kiss?
No,
liar.
No, because I didn't know, because I didn't know what I like was doing with myself.
Okay,
I can't actually remember, to be honest.
Did he? I reckon he leaned into you then. He was just like, Lucy, look, I really like you. I want to kiss.
Yeah, probably, yeah. I think so. But I can't really remember it because we had our proper first kiss in the villa on a challenge. So that was more of a memorable one.
It's tricky. What? Can I ask you a question? Because I never know this, right? Even though I'm in a relationship as well. I don't know. How do you know when a girl wants you to kiss them? What signs do you get?
When they look at your lips.
Is that what happens? Lucy, what sign? When you wanted Joe to kiss you, when you're on a date with him, or whenever you've been on a date with someone, you want a boy to kiss you, what signs do you give to make...
I think I'd give him a weird sign. I'd just go and lean on him like that.
Oh, really?
Like I go and like, just like, he's if he's standing there talking, I just put my elbow on him like this. And then he would like, give me attention. So I do it in a weird way, I guess. But I guess, I'll tell you what, when you want a first kiss, you give him the kiss eyes. Because everyone took the mick out of me for that. And I think it was at Casa Amor with George. And I really wanted him to give me a kiss so I could like, see which boy I like, might have liked better, like George or Stevie. And I was just going like, yep. Yeah. Like, you know, we're just staring at someone, it's really quiet, you're just waiting for that kiss.
Lucy's staring at Francis, and Francis is freaking out. He's never had a girl do that to him before. He doesn't know what the hell.
You know, he's just all going to stare at you.
Is that your kiss eyes?
No, let me try and do it.
Okay, just
actually try and do it.
Hold on one second. So let's just focus it on. So you're on a date, you're with Francis, let's go.
Yeah. Hey.
Hey.
Oh, God, that was catchy. Quite good. Yeah, that was
it. Yeah.
that was actually quite good.
You kind of just got to stare into the eyes, I think.
No, but your eyes went. You got like you almost
Wait,
became
do
a
it.
Cat.
I can't
do
you
it.
Became like
Laura
a feline.
Laura does it better than me. She has really like sexy eyes.
Okay, I'm gonna do it to you,
Wait,
Francis.
Do it to me.
Okay, hon, I'm gonna do it to you, Francis. Ready?
This is really good for a podcast, isn't it?
Don't worry, we film the podcast so they can watch that, and also we can describe my look. Okay, Lucy, I'll tell you what, I'll do it to you. Let's see if it works on you. Here we go. I freaked out. I couldn't do it. Let's try, France. I want to see you try and do your kiss eyes. Go and do it to Lucy. Go and try.
His mouth wiggles.
It's not the only thing that wiggles when you're giving kiss eyes.
My mouth wiggles. I was making kissy lips.
Yeah. But Lisa, how does it work? Because how do you? Because if you go down to Cornwall and things like that, and you're spending your time down there, how do you keep a relationship alive? Because is it a bit of a long distance, or is it not too bad?
It's not too bad. I quite like it because I think you get your own space. You go home, chill. And then, like, I'm back up in London for a lot of work anyway, so I get to see him quite a lot, and he comes down to Cornwall as well. So it's quite nice for him to come and, like, have some chill time and see what I'm up to down there, what the lifestyle's, like, kind of like down there.
Would you want him to move down there with you when you get married?
Well, yes.
Really?
I can't be living up here.
No?
He's got to come down there.
So he's going to have to learn to surf?
He's going to have to learn to surf. We're going to have to get 10 dogs and...
10 dogs?
Yeah, we'll rescue 10.
Really?
You're not one of those crazy people who have 10 dogs.
No, I would like to, though.
Okay. Old dogs.
I've got two at home.
Old dogs.
I think rescue them so they have a nice life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to adopt all the old dogs and then teach them all new tricks.
Yeah.
God, I had to do this. I had to do this show the other day, and there was a dog there, a very, very sweet French bulldog, who needed to be rescued.
Oh.
And I'm all about dogs and animals being rescued, without a doubt. However, this dog was quite an old French bulldog, and it was quite full on and heavy and just like breathing and all these different things. And I was almost being forced to adopt and rescue this dog. And I was like, oh my God, if I say
you
no.
You don't like dogs.
No, I love dogs. I love dogs.
I thought you didn't like dogs.
No, I love dogs.
You've always told me you don't like dogs.
I really...
Whenever you see a dog, you're like, ugh. Get it away from me.
I never say that.
You do.
No, I love
dogs. I don't know who to believe, to be honest.
He's changing himself to, like, you know, so that you like him.
Oh.
No, listen, I know.
Have you got a dog?
I don't have a dog, no. But that's because I don't think I can have a dog really.
You're more into rats.
I'm not into
He's got a lot of pet rats.
They have got nice hands.
He's got a lot of pet rats.
I love animal hands. Do you know what I mean? I'd love to. Do you know one goal in my life? I'd love to hold every animal hand.
Every animal.
In my life.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
So wait, hang on. So,
wait, so what? You've got some rescue rats, don't you?
No, Lucy.
Rescues
I don't
use them,
Lucy. Whatever he says, totally do not believe. But I'm going to do a little test on you. This is how you understand what you are as a person, and this is what I got told the other day. So, what is your? This is what the Dalai Lama says. What is your favorite animal?
Well, it's got to be a dog or a frog.
Dog or a frog.
Mm.
Let's go with dog.
Okay.
A dog or a frog?
Yeah.
Okay. A frog is your favorite animal.
I quite like frogs. Yeah.
Yeah, frogs.
They're cool.
Cute.
Frogs are cool. I like turtles. And one of my favorite. What's your second favorite animal? A frog.
Okay. Yeah, I'll go frog.
So,
yeah.
Dog. What do you think of when you think of the ocean?
I guess
frogs.
No, don't say frogs.
I guess it's surfing, isn't it?
So surfing.
Be, yeah.
Surfing. So fun, exciting surfing. Yeah. What do you think of when you think of darkness?
Sleep.
Sleep. Okay, so the Dalai Lama says this is how you understand your personality. So your favorite animal, a dog, is how you perceive yourself. So loyal, fun, excitable.
Furry.
Ah.
Yeah. Second favorite animal is how you perceive your partner, a frog.
Oh.
Yeah. Slimy.
No, and also maybe a prince. You kiss them, they become a prince.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Or at least there's hope, right?
Yeah. The ocean is how you perceive love. So surfing, you love surfing.
Oh,
you
that's
love being
really
free.
Nice.
Or no, you feel like love is like surfing.
Is like
right?
surfing, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And
loads of you've always got a new wave to catch.
Always riding a wave.
Always riding a wave. And
getting barreled.
Getting printed.
Darkness is how you perceive death, which is sleep.
Ah, well, that's nice.
Really nice.
Mm. Yeah, how do you know that?
I got told it once. It's a really good dinner party thing. So if you ever have a dinner party or go, do it to Joe later. Find out. Because if Joe says his second favourite animal is a dog, that means he just loves you.
Yeah.
I like that.
That is really cute. I'm going to ask him that later and I'll let you know.
Say it to him later. Yeah. I think it's so good.
That's
so you
really
guys
cute.
Are official boyfriend, girlfriend.
Yeah.
Well done, man.
And you're speaking about getting dogs and moving down to Cornwall.
I mean, you can always have a plan if you need to, just in case.
A plan. A plan is different to a dream.
So I guess
that's your plan.
He's just kind of putting it out there just to see what's going on. And
And so he's keen on the
idea?
I think
he is. Yeah. He just says, yeah, anything that you want, we can do. So he's quite cute.
That is the nicest boy in the world.
I'm not even joking. I've not had a nice boyfriend as much as him. Like, he treats me so nice.
You should keep hold of that.
I know.
I'm
very lucky.
You should really keep hold of it because sometimes boys are, and girls, but sometimes boys normally aren't nice. And it's actually so nice. It's
weird
cool to
find
be nice.
A nice one.
Yeah. On my Instagram actually says, at the top of it, it says, be brave and be kind. Because it's so true.
Lame.
Right, Francis, we need to have the answer to the question of the week.
All right, so the question of the week was, what is the official language of the United States? Lucy, you said American.
Yeah.
Which isn't a language.
Can you do your best American accent?
Oh my God, babes, I love your hammock today. It's so cute.
Oh good, you can do it quite well.
Oh, that's quite good, actually.
Oh my God, babe.
Where's yours? Go.
Oh my God, is that Francis Ball? Oh my God, your mouth is wiggling.
What?
Yeah, that was a good one.
Okay.
Do your one, Francis.
Dude, tubular.
Okay, right. What's the answer to the question of the week?
The answer to the question of the week is, you said?
I said Navajo Indian.
Well, in fact, it's just called Navajo, the language of the Navajo tribe.
So you were quite close then?
No. The actual... that's not the official.
Oh, it's not the
official. There is actually no official language of the United States.
So it was a trick question?
So it was a trick question, yeah.
That's a trick question. I feel like that's unfair.
Are we not allowed trick questions?
No, you are. You are allowed trick questions.
Of course you are.
That's fair enough.
So
there's no official language of the
United
States.
So you can just be any language and live there.
No, as in, of course you can. You speak any language and live there, but there's no official state language because obviously there are more than one state, loads of different nationalities. I mean, it's a country founded by immigrants, right?
Ah.
And obviously there were a lot of Native Americans there.
So you're probably closer than
Have you fallen asleep yet from that history lesson from Francis? Because I am
literally... Jamie basically doesn't like to learn. Yeah. makes him twitch if he learns something.
Where do you get any random facts from then? Do you just like read the dictionary every day and kind of things?
Yeah, I found that out in the dictionary.
Hey, Lucy.
I started with Bev and then I went with my way down.
Hey, Lucy. Also, as we had in the first half of my diary, it's now time for Francis... Your diary.
Oh, my diary?
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm excited for this one. I think it's going to be really
fun. Wait, hang on. How can you say that you're excited for his and not excited for my one?
Because yours is going to be fun, but I feel like his is just going to be
weird. That's what makes you answer, yeah. Because he's a freak. Look at him.
All right. Okay.
Lucy, listen. Obviously, if you want to fall asleep, just feel free at this point.
Okay,
just,
thanks.
Yeah, I mean, it is a boring diary. So.
Well, your life is boring. That's the point.
11 years ago, on a sunny April afternoon outside Pollock Halls, Edinburgh, at the end of my first year studying at the university, I placed a trunk of my belongings into storage at a friend of a friend's house roughly 30 minutes outside of the city, to await my return for the start of my second year. For some reason, when I arrived back for second year, I came to the conclusion that collecting the trunk could wait. 1 year passed, 2 years passed, 3 years passed, 4 years passed, 5 years passed, 6 years passed,
oh my God.
7 years passed. 8 years passed.
No.
9 years passed. 10 years passed. 11 years passed.
How old are you?
And I finally got round to becoming a stand-up comedian. This meant that this past August, whilst I was back living in Edinburgh performing at the Fringe for a month, I took the opportunity to drive out of the city and collect my trunk. When I returned back to Notting Hill at the end of the festival, it was the middle of Carnival, which made it a logistical nightmare getting the trunk to my house, since cars were not allowed to pass through the barriers. I had to walk with all my belongings down the road through the middle of the carnival to my front door. Luckily, the abundance of laughing gas canisters on the floor allowed me to roll my trunk along like a conveyor belt. Once I got the trunk inside, I immediately went out to meet some of my many friends and enjoy the carnival. The trunk had sat there in my sitting room for the past... The trunk has sat there in my sitting room for the past couple of weeks. From time to time, as I was busy going about my day, I would pass the trunk, sit on it, and wonder what was inside. I tried to guess, but that was a big old waste of time.
What did you guess that was in there?
Eventually, I decided to open it. And you would not believe what I found.
Oh my God.
Until next week.
Oh, what?
No, because surely you knew what was in there, because it was 11 years ago that you put something in there.
I'd forgotten.
It's like Goosebumps. You just said, what the hell are you doing?
Oh, I used to love that.
I love Goosebumps. That, yeah. Why have you just left us on a cliffhanger?
Till next week.
Was it... So, I'm confused. I thought a trunk was the back of the car. So, was it a back of a car or a box?
A trunk is like a big suitcase thing, I think.
I thought a trunk was like back in...
Yeah, you can have...
Yeah, that's the American word for a boot, like a boot. Yeah.
Do you know what, Lisa, I'm going to put it out there. Do you know what I think's in his box?
What?
A dead body. I think he killed someone and put it in there.
Oh, frick.
That's what I think you did.
It didn't have a lock on, did it?
I did actually wonder, and I lifted it up to check.
See if it was a body.
Was it big?
It's big. It's a big trunk. Do you want to see a picture of it?
Oh, this is a real story.
Oh, yeah, it's a real story.
Don't worry, that's where he's going to put you later. Just be careful. If he suddenly says you come back this way... And
could be like Goosebumps, though. Do you remember when they had that box and they opened it up and it had like one of those dummies in them?
Oh!
Could be a dummy!
Do you remember that one?
Yeah, like Chucky.
Shit, I used to freak the hell out about stuff like that. I don't like any of that. Have you got a picture of this trunk?
Yeah. If you said you're a comedian, then that could be it, because they use those dolls sometimes.
Yeah, ventriloquist.
Yeah, that's it.
Listen, if you go onto our social media account, at Private Podcast, you can see the picture of the trunk.
See the picture of the trunk, but actually, have you even opened the trunk now. And
don't
I know
show us
in.
What it is.
I know what's in.
I'm not going to tell size.
You. We'll show you what's in it.
Here we
go.
There.
Could even be like guitar size. Oh, it's quite scary, that, isn't it? It could be.
Oh,
it's
just a trunk in the middle of a room.
That
that's
would
terrifying.
Be one of them dolls, I'd say.
Yeah. So I was just sort of watching it. Anyway, you would not believe what was in there.
Lucy, do you want to find out what's in there?
Yeah, I do.
We'll tell you when the mics are off. I don't know yet, but I'm excited to find out.
Okay. Do you want to get? Should I show you a hint?
No, save it for next week. I love the cliffhanger. Just leave it. Leave
all right.
It.
No, all right. Okay.
Hey, Lucy. Annoyingly, unfortunately, upsettingly, that's the end of our podcast.
Oh.
I'm really sorry.
I really like the stories today.
Did you?
They're really nice, because I didn't thought they were. I thought they were fake.
Be honest.
Oh, they're real. Though.
Oh, no,
they're real life things.
Everything
they're real
is real.
Diaries.
This is our diaries. The most intimate
really
and
cool.
sordid details of our lives.
Lovely. Hey, Lucy. Can you just be totally honest? Out of Francis and myself, who did you like more?
Oh, I don't know, because I feel like you're all spiritual and happy and he's all negative and like kind of like
true.
Moody. So I kind
true.
Of like the difference here.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. So you'd like to
you
mould us
Jamie
together.
Spiritual.
Yeah. Well, I think you're quite spiritual. You did
totally
the Dalai Lama sayings.
Thank
and
you very
stuff.
Much. I'm totally spiritual.
Yeah.
I'm totally spiritual. So you'd like us, you'd like France and I to have sex and have a baby, and that baby you'd like the
well,
most.
Well, we could just merge you together. That's easier.
All right, we can do that like Transformers. hey, Lucy, honestly, thank you so much for coming to the podcast.
Oh,
I know you're super
you.
Busy at the moment. It means the absolute world. Go and follow your Instagram. You can go and check it out. It's just, I follow you. It's epic. France, you need to follow
oh,
Lucy
thanks.
As well.
Should I follow? I'll follow you if you follow me.
For all the surfing updates, you know, because you're a fellow surfer.
Yeah, and you can go and subscribe to...
Yeah.
Well, we should go we
subscribe
should go
to my
out.
Bodyboarding magazine. That,
well, yeah.
I'll go bodyboarding with you guys. Hey, Lucy, what we like to do at the end of the podcast is leave our listeners with something inspirational.
Oh. Oh, you've put me on the spot now.
Every time we do that to all of our listeners, I mean to all of our guests, and we forget to tell you at the beginning. Yeah, you have to... Two things we always forget. We always go, oh, by the way, we film it. And the other thing is we have to say something inspirational.
What do you
say? I feel like if after they've listened to this, they need to go and do something they enjoy. Go and do something you enjoy today. Like even if it's the littlest thing like painting a picture or something. I think it always, even if it's an hour out of your day, I feel like you always need that time for yourself to do something. Even if you're that busy, you just need to always find time for yourself.
Treat your inner child.
Exactly. I like that. Yeah.
Rock, I love that. Even if it's as small as painting a picture, just go and do it. Live life.
Yes.
Hey, you can't do your own one. Now she's got to do another one.
We just merged them together.
Hey, Lucy, thank you so much for being on the podcast. Really appreciate it, my darling. Hey.
Oh, thanks.
Bye, guys. We'll see you next week.
Ta-ta.
Bye.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This message comes from BOF sponsor eBay. You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee. And you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, or sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly. eBay gets it. So look for the blue check mark next to that thing you love and be confident that every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is checked by experts. With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.